This week on Clever Antidote, Hitler versus Stalin in a Mecha Zord
Showdown
Battle Royale.
Legalizing marijuana, flaming balls from space, and killing a dictator.
You're making that up, aren't you? But I really don't have anything to say about it. I don't give a flying fuck.
You know what? I think that was just God bungee jumping.
Doesn't really have to be believable. Fuck it.
Are you talking about that Honda robot that they built? Because that thing's kind of cute.
Fuck you.
Sup?
Not a lot. All right, so this week, Clever Antidote. This is our first day in studio.
Holla.
It's pretty awesome. It's way better set up than sitting in, you know, either my living room or your bedroom. Or, you know, this is much nicer feel. I like this.
I like the bedroom feel. It's like, what can happen? It's a bedroom.
Sexy.
Get some scented sexy candles.
You know what? The other night he was giving me a ride, and he had the heat cranked in his truck.
Oh, you're going from talking about bedrooms to giving you a ride. Oh, yeah, man.
Well, no, he was giving me a ride in his truck, and he had the heat cranked, and he told me I should take my shirt off. I think he's trying to get with me.
Might as well, if you're hot, just take your shirt off. I know, I've been sick for 2 weeks, so...
Sick with the homo fever.
No, I was sick, and I'm cold. Like, I'm constantly cold. I wake up, and I'm cold. So... I'm like, I have the heat on, and Jarrett keeps on complaining about it. And then every time he lights a smoke, he cranks his window all the way down because it's so hot. And then when we get out of the vehicle, he puts his jacket on. It's like, keep your jacket off. That when you get back into the truck, you're chilled, and I can have my fucking heat on because it is my truck. So how's your week, Chris?
My week was long. I was doing 12-hour days at work. So that was fun. Just super tired. I just kind of slept the week away. So I'm a little underprepared for today. I didn't get to go online a whole lot to look up articles and things for us to talk about. So I'm kind of hoping you guys are able to carry us through this because I don't have a lot. I got a couple things. In my mind, but that's pretty much it.
I spent like 20 minutes researching.
Legendary underachiever. See, I underachieve and I feel bad about it. Jarrett's proud.
Hey, I did more than you did.
That's very true.
I've been doing other stuff like editing and stuff.
Nice.
I'd like to apologize for how late the podcast went up, but there was an issue with our podcast hoster, I believe, because...
And that was... You're referring to episode 2, not this
podcast. Not this one.
This one's going to be up on time.
As long as they let us upload it.
True.
That's the issue I had. I'd upload it and then get to 100%, then it's an error. I was like, but it uploaded 100%. Why is there an error?
Damn you, so. Windows 98. Maybe I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I think one of the things with our... We need to find a good, solid host for our podcast.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to shell out money.
Yeah.
Actually... tweeted a guy that I listened to of his podcast. I'm not going to mention it on air just because I don't know. But he actually tweeted me back.
Well,
so.
any advertising is good advertising. All right. So.
It's called Dead Mech. I listened to Dead Mech about a year or so ago. It's about zombies and mech warriors. So that's pretty fucking awesome in my books.
Okay.
So
what did he say?
He gave me a link. I forget the name of the podcast hosting site, but that's the one he uses.
Oh, okay.
But it's just one of those things that we're going to have to research a lot into.
I actually tweeted someone about that, too. Friends of ours, they also do a podcast. Their podcast is Today in Mediocrity. Awesome group of guys, really fun show to listen to. And I asked them, like, who do you guys use? And they actually do all their hosting through WordPress. Their website or their blog site is on WordPress, and they have hosting associated with that too. So, I know we're on Blogger, so that doesn't really work for us. But
well, we can always switch.
I don't know if copying over the HTML script would work to go from Blogger to WordPress. They are a little different, so we can check it out.
We can just relaunch it, too, right?
Yeah. so hard, though.
Three episodes in, we can still relaunch.
Yeah, but you know how much time I spent? I spent hours working on our site.
Really?
It actually takes quite a while.
I'm not criticizing. I don't know.
You know what? I'm not a super techie guy by any means. So, you know, on my personal blog, which I won't stoop to advertising, www.infamouschef.com.
I've been waiting since the first episode for that to happen.
You know, I'm not gonna put in a plug for my blog site at infamouschef.com.
Slow clap, yes.
You know?
Take a bow, Chris.
I am bowing. I went there. Anyway, I started with my venture into HTML stuff when blogging with that, and I had a lot of help from my wife because she has her site. Mm-hmm. That one I won't actually mention. Our site is the first one that I did without any help. So I think it's pretty good. I actually kind of like it better than my own, my personal one. I like the design of it. I like the way it looks. It took a while. Like it's a learning curve for me. It takes forever to find something. Like if you're looking for, I don't know, if you have a word for it or a phrase for something in plain English, you're not going to find it. It's so weird. There's letters and symbols and stuff that you just...
No, I wasn't criticizing. I have never set up a blog, so closest thing I have to that is MySpace. So, and I know I'm no longer using MySpace. I'm sure the account is still open, but...
Oh, it's there.
I haven't deleted it, but I haven't been on there for years.
I stumbled across mine a while back. As I was kind of, I got a few things under my name online now, so I was, you know, I typed my name into Google search and I ended up stumbling across my
which
MySpace
does daily.
From high school.
Pardon?
Always. I'm always Googling my name.
Yeah.
Nonstop. You gotta see what your ranking is.
Yeah, then you Google your name and you don't come up to somebody that's more successful and shares your name. And it's like, why
it
haven't...
It finally kicks you in the butt to start a podcast.
Yeah, why haven't I done something with my life? It's all amounted to nothing. And then you start sleeping in all day. Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, I wish I could sleep all day some days. That'd be nice.
But enough about us?
No, more about us. This show is about us.
Okay.
No, we're not interesting enough. Okay,
Jared.
Other stuff. Jared, how was your week?
Oh, it was pretty uneventful.
Again?
Again, yeah.
You're not going to tell us another story about your sister's cat, are you?
No.
Yeah.
Hey.
How's he doing? Is
popping an eyeball?
Alive?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. $300 later, he's got his eyes sewn shut.
$300?
Yep.
See, okay, I love animals, but I don't see the point in... You know, if it costs me $50 to buy a cat or buy a dog, and then something happens to it where it's like, it's going to cost you $150 to get it fixed. I spent $50 on getting the dog. I could get another dog for free. Why would I spend,
Plus, if you don't spend that money, you also get a couple of nights of free stir fry.
Exactly. Exactly. Jeez. I'm big into foreign cuisine, so... No, to cook up some shih tzu would be great. Yeah. No, seriously, like it's just... I don't understand why people are willing to spend so much money on saving a dog when there are other causes that are way more important.
Yeah, yeah. I completely understand where you're coming from. But as I got... I grew up on
It'd
a farm,
be like Angelina
so
and save Ethiopians.
Exactly.
We've always had farm dogs and... Like, some of them lasted a year because they were eating chickens and had to be put down. And some of them lasted a decade. And you reach a point, you get so attached to this animal, it almost becomes a person to you. And almost any number that any price to pay is worth it. But then some dogs are barely worth a bullet. Like... I love dogs. I'm a dog person. I'm allergic to cats. I'm not saying, oh, let's go shoot them dogs and cats. But some dogs are just so stupid. And you can have a pet and it's more of a burden. And then you can also, some pets are amazing. Like, so smart. I'm talking about dogs.
Well, not every dog is Old Yeller, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what Derek means by they're almost a person, though, right? Living out on that farm.
Yeah.
No, Like, you know,
damn,
you said,
peanut butter prices.
You said some. You said some dogs aren't even worth a bullet. Well, I remember. I guess this was earlier this year. There was in the paper. There was an article about the Humane Society came across a dog that someone did a really, really poor job of trying to put down farmer style. So obviously, shooting in the head for whatever reason,
and it failed.
Well, yeah, it failed. And this dog, it had part of its, you know, the back of its head blown open or whatever it was. And this dog is, it's surprising, it's still alive. And instead of just putting it down because it's a stray dog that nobody wants, it's already half dead. It's like you could very cost-effectively just put it out of its misery, put it down, and we go on with our lives. Or, no, let's put all this money into doing surgeries to get it, you know, fix it, and then nurse it back to life, and then see if somebody wants it. You know, it doesn't make sense. There was another one where a dog got hip replacement surgery. They were doing fundraising. They didn't have the Humane Society didn't have funds to do it. And so they did a town fundraiser. And they needed, I think it was $600 or $800 to do the surgery. And it just, and they got the money. And then they got the money and more. But, you know, if there, it's a dog. You're spending almost $1,000 on fixing a dog's hip.
Okay, you know what? They've had
what else could you do?
They've had a solution for that for years without going into spending that kind of money. You seen those little wheelie things that dogs have? Because yeah. They get like a broken little back cuts. Or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? If I was a dog, I'd love that.
You know, sure, do that. Or better idea, when I see them, you know, them set up with a fundraising table, you know, in a public place, I'd like to just walk up with a box of shells and say, bam! There you go. There's my donation. Right. But it's just a good use.
Okay.
You know, if I wouldn't get arrested and, you know, charged for, you know, doing it.
It's a touchy subject, but...
It is. I don't want to piss anybody off. It's just...
See, I'm different. I want to piss people off, but I can't. Now, we're having fundraisers for dogs' hip surgery, and meanwhile, didn't just, like, about 1 million people in Africa just starve to death?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like there's so many better places to put that money.
Yeah, this is the world we live in, like where we have to save animals before human beings. And, all right, I understand there's no one starving here, but...
Well, that there are, though.
Yeah, well, yes, and...
That's why we have room.
Okay, fair enough.
Actually, I'm a little hungry. All right.
Now, quit looking back, at me like that.
Back to the whole dog thing, though. How do you feel shooting a dog? Like, what did you use to shoot it? A BB gun?
I don't know.
If a 22 is sufficient to kill a human being, then how can't it get through that dog's skull? Like, unless it's a larger dog. Like, I know one of my neighbors shot his dog in the face with a 12-gauge shotgun. Because it was eating his cattle. That's understandable. And it lived. It ran home.
But while we're on the topic of putting things down, Gaddafi.
Yes.
Yes.
Muammar Gaddafi is...
Yes.
October
19th. Yes. I knew something was going on in Libya. I didn't really know or care. But yeah, Gaddafi's dead.
And this is a guy that I've never heard about before. Like, in Libya, right? That's where...
Libya, yeah.
Like, I knew there was a bunch of shenanigans going around there with war and all that bullshit, but, like, I never knew him by name. But a dictator that's been in power for how long?
20 years. 20 years, yeah.
About
give
time.
Or take. Give or, yeah.
Why doesn't this happen more often? Some guy's like, I'm going to be a dictator. And somebody's like, no, you're not. Bam!
You know, when fixed. He first came in, like, I saw this awesome little, article online, and they were going through 20 years of Gaddafi's rule, and from, you know, I don't know a lot about him either, but the way it seemed is that when he first came in, it was like one of those, you know, oh, here's our guy, like, this is, he's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Even Nelson Mandela actually had good things to say about him at one point. Wow. Nelson Mandela.
That's pretty.
Does anybody know impressive. Who Nelson Mandela is?
Everyone but you.
Who is he?
He huge human rights activist.
He was president of South Africa. Was he president at one point?
Oh, man, we're going to sound really dumb. Something like that.
He was imprisoned in South Africa since apartheid for like 20 years. He was released. He got like Nobel Peace Prize and all that kind of stuff.
Huge in civil rights. And he was actually, he praised Gaddafi at one point that this was going to be the guy to
change Libya. For
change Libya.
Did they make a movie about him?
He's bound to have been in several movies. But, you know, all this bullshit with Gaddafi has gone back a long time. There's constantly stuff. There's been twice. Outside of this last spat, where he's finally overthrown and killed, where the U.S. had to shoot down two Libyan fighter jets because they were behaving aggressively in the skies towards U.S. planes. So
always a good idea.
They're always trying to instill public unrest and instability in their neighboring countries and governments, and constant shit disturbers.
What I found interesting about this, like you said, it's been going back a long time, and that brings me to this thing. In 1987, a Fox sitcom called Second Chance aired an episode where they predicted Gaddafi's death as July 29th, 2011, which I think is eerily close.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah. I'm saying Fox can't air good programming, but they can predict the future.
That's why there was all the... Well, what happened with... who was it that they said won the election? Fox broadcast right away that
Bush won
before he actually won.
Did. Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's right.
And they were all back. They're all backtracking, and actually, like reliable news stations were suddenly coming back and saying, "Oh no, so and so didn't win. It was George W. Bush. George W. Bush won." And it's like, how the hell does that work? It's stupid. Like it's everyone knows it's Fox.
Yeah.
This came out of the mouth of Fox.
Okay. Let's take a minute to think about this. What else has aired on Fox?
You know what? Fox has one good show. That's House.
Yeah.
Speaking of Hugh Laurie, he has his own blues album out.
Really?
I listened to some of it, and I'm rock. Like, I'm metal and rock. Like, I'm that kind of music guy, and I liked it. But then Hugh Laurie's awesome.
You know what? I saw Hugh Laurie on...
Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, Hugh Laurie. I saw him on George Strombolopoulos Tonight, and it was just, you know, you see him, and you recognize him because he's House, but then he starts talking, and it's like, this is not the guy that I know. Like, who is this guy? This is so weird.
I actually couldn't watch House for probably at least half a season because I realized... He was frickin' Stuart Little's dad.
He was also one of the...
I didn't realize that.
He was also one of the henchmen in the live-action 101 Dalmatians movie.
Okay. That kind of ruined House for
that
me
makes
for a
sense.
While.
That makes sense, 101 Dalmatians. But the idea that Hugh Laurie played Stuart Little's dad, I was just going to say that Hugh Laurie has always been known for playing these, you know, like, angry, bitter, kind of jaded characters. And to think, like...
Actually, another thing
I
should bring up.
He was all clean-shaven.
I should bring up. No, he started in comedy in Britain. He has a show called had a show called A Bit of Crap. I forget the other guy's name, but it's A Bit of So and So and Laurie, and it's them doing kind of Monty Python or Fawlty Tower type sketches.
Oh, that'd be sweet. I could see him doing that.
It's like 70s style, though.
Oh, that's awesome. See, that's retro, and retro's...
Speaking of retro, just watched Hobo with a Shotgun.
Nice.
Yes, it was pretty excellent. Yes.
I just watched The Littlest Hobo.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, come on.
I don't have satellite like you fancy pants.
Satellite? Oh, man.
Littlest Hobo is about a dog who's a hobo, and he runs around helping people.
He's like, a train jumper. Dog the dog's like a train jumper. He's always going to somewhere new, and he always saves the day somehow.
He's border collie, right?
I love border collies. Back.
They're sexy beasts.
Back to border collies. I just wanted to mention, I had a dog so stupid that it would bite at fire and burn all of its whiskers off. You couldn't stop it from doing it. Friendliest stupid dog in the world.
That's nothing.
But just listen. And I'm in grade 12. I'm standing at the end of the driveway waiting for the bus. I live in the country. And then my neighbor in his white truck flies past, hits my dog. And I was yelling at the dog, you know, get back here. Like, I usually held him so he wouldn't run after vehicles. Gets hit by this truck, flies easy 30 feet. And I'm like, oh, my dog's dead. And the bus is right, just pulls up. And I'm like, I don't know what to do because I have an exam to write. My dog just got hit by a truck. And then all of a sudden it stands up and starts whining. And I'm like, what am I going to do? So I just talk to my bus driver. I'm like, I just one second here. I go look at the dog and it's already halfway back to the house, limp and bad. We don't bring it to the vet because my parents didn't have that much money back then. And it healed itself just fine, could run. It was perfectly fine. Ends up getting hit by another vehicle and dies like 6 months later.
Okay, hold on. Now, there's going to be a lot of people who really won't understand your story because they lack the context to put it into. For all the city folk, explain what the country is.
All right. It's a magical, vast plane of
awesomeness,
yeah.
Golden expanse,
you can do
hills.
You can do anything out where I live. I could kill a hooker. No one would ever hear.
You know what? You could take the dead hooker, and you could drop her off in a gravel pit.
Yeah.
Or in a shale pit. And then, you know, walk 100 feet over to the other end of the gravel pit and start drinking with the other guys that are drinking in the gravel pit.
Yep. Or
love the country. If you haven't been to the country, you need to pick a small town, go to the small town during the summer, and go to the bar and see if anyone's going to go drinking in a gravel pit. It is awesome. You get the country drive out there, and then you get the awesome time of drinking outdoors in the gravel pit, throwing Molotov cocktails up against, you know, stone walls, and then at the end, you get the fun and rush of driving back to town and trying to get home without getting caught.
Just to, not to mention the rush of
this program
wondering.
Does not support drinking and driving, Chris.
No, don't drink and drive.
Unless you know you're not going to get caught.
The thrill of not knowing whether the locals are going to cornhole you.
Oh, right. Oh. Don't drink by the cornfield. Drink by the canola field. No corn. Cornhole you?
Not that good.
Oh, come on.
Now, my favorite part about living where I live out in the country is I can have fires larger than my house.
Numerous times.
The flames, like...
Derek has a tendency of setting himself on fire, though.
Once, and it was just my leg. Yeah, I'll tell you the story since we're on a subject. Story time with Derek.
Time with Derek. Yay!
So, we start lighting a fire. We use about 2 liters of gasoline. It doesn't light. So, it was still light outside, middle of summer. I'm like, let's just drink and go to the bar. The wood was just too wet. So, we drank. And then we go to the bar, we drink. And then we come back to my place with more alcohol. And then I'm like, well, we got to get this fire started. So halfway across the yard, which is about, I'd say, 150 feet, maybe a little more, I'm yelling at the top of my lungs at my buddy David, get some gasoline. And he goes, how much? I'm like, about 4 liters. And he's, no, 2 liters, I say. And he says, how much is 2 liters? And I go, about half of a jug of milk. And yet, like, I gave him a pail to bring it.
And this is our psychologist.
Yeah, this is, like, the smartest dumb guy I know. Sometimes, like, he is so much smarter than I am. But sometimes in common sense, I'm like, God damn it.
Social ignorance, I think, is probably
he's gotten
best.
A lot better. We were all drunk. But he brings me this pail, and there must have been, like, 8... maybe 10 liters of gasoline. And this burning pile.
That's why she siphoned it out of Derek's truck.
All right. So I throw the gas on the pile of wood, which is wet. Like, it's cut down trees and pallets.
Wood needs, like, a good year to dry out before it can really be used as a fire.
So you're burning pallets, it's fine. You're burning finished wood, you're fine. But if you're cutting down a tree, or, like, if you're burning a tree that you just cut down a couple months before, you're going to have a hot fire to start it. So I throw this gasoline on, and I'm real ballsy. So I take my lighter out, and I'm like, ch-ch-ch-ch. And all of a sudden, whoomph, so bright, I couldn't see anything. So so I turn around, and then somebody goes, Derek, you're on fire. And thank God it just rained, and there was like long grass everywhere. But my one leg was on fire. So in such a half-assed manner, I kick one leg out, start waving it in the grass until the fire goes out. And, you know, it could have went really, really wrong that night, though. Oh, yeah. I could have fallen back into the fire. I could have never started running because I don't run.
I've seen you run.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's borderline impressive.
Actually reminds me, we were having another bonfire out at your place one night. And
yeah.
And we were, you know, everybody was tossing on pallets, and I've had a few too many, so my balance isn't that great to begin with. And I decide I'm going to pick up this big pallet. I'm not that big of a guy. Pick up this big pallet, and I'm going to, like, twirl around and kind of, you know, how they do...
Like discus?
Yeah, and I'm going to throw it into the fire. And so I do that, only I kind of forget to let go. I almost went headfirst into it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
well, I could sit here and talk about stories all day, but this segued from Hugh Laurie back to animals, to my house, to my fires... So let's bring it back to Hugh Laurie. I think he would play an amazing Nick Fury, because Nick Fury in comics is actually a white guy, like back before Ultimate Avengers. Like, I like Samuel Jackson, don't get me wrong, but
Nick, that's my beer!
Yeah. It gets you drunk! Yeah, we'll post that Eric's video. Hero. Samuel Jackson's beer. Oh, YouTube it. Yeah. Fucking hilarious. But Hugh Laurie... as either Mr. Fantastic, but a darker Mr. Fantastic, or a Nick Fury, I think would be amazing. Although, I think he could play anything.
What do you think a Iron Man Hugh Laurie would look like?
Perfect.
Yeah, I think
he'd play anything.
He'd be so great.
Yeah. He could be, he could just be an older Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. House, awesome show. I loved this past week's episode. But we're not going to talk about House, because we have lots to talk about.
If Hugh Laurie was Iron Man, we could really use him right now, because we could send him up into space and deflect all the burning hell coming at us from that German satellite that's coming down.
Yeah. I was looking into the news a little bit, and there's this German satellite. It's an old, I believe it was monitoring X-rays from... the universe.
Okay.
Right? Just the background radiation or whatever, scientific crap. And anyway, it hasn't been used in 10 years or so. Its orbit has degraded from over 200 miles down to 170 miles above the Earth or something to that effect. Interesting thing about this is that according to the stats they've given, there will be at least a few chunks that are big enough to hit the Earth, and the chances of someone getting hurt by this falling satellite is 1 in 2,000.
You know when and where it's supposed
They're not exactly sure, because it's a defunct satellite. They have no communication, no control over it, but it'll be within the next few days.
Why don't they send a rocket up and shoot it out of the sky?
Yeah, well, those things are so... Anytime they send something up into space, it's so planned, and it's not cheap. I mean, it's...
Yeah, but, you know, why not blow something up in the sky... get all of Germany together, be like, oh, no, I can't do German accent, but it goes to Chinese right away. But no, like, how much? 1 in 2,000% chance?
Yeah, of someone getting hurt. Now, say, if you're worried about you getting hurt as an individual, it's only a 1 in 14 trillion chance.
1 in 14 trillion.
Yeah. I think that, you know what? I think they should make a worldwide lottery on this.
Cool.
You know what? Yeah.
So you'd bet on who's going to get hurt?
Yeah, like, let's say bet on your friends if they're going to get hurt.
Imagine if it hits...
Because obviously you wouldn't bet on yourself, because if you won, you couldn't use the money.
Ooh.
Imagine if it hits a building, though. Well, you're not necessarily going to die. Most likely, but...
2-ton chunk of satellite?
Yeah, but what if it shrinks to the piece of, like, a dime?
No, I think they're saying that it's... There's going to be a couple 2-ton pieces
that
hit the Earth.
Wow. So
I mean, how big is a satellite?
I know. I thought satellites were small. Was it a space station?
No, it's a satellite, but they said it's about the size of a bus. And the thing about it is, like it said, it's a scientific satellite, so it was monitoring, like it has a telescope and everything. And its heat-resistant lens is one of the biggest pieces that will stay intact on the fall through the atmosphere.
Oh, okay. So that makes a bit more sense, because I was wondering, like...
And plus, you know, they do pack a lot of crap into those things, too, you know?
Yeah, it's not like it's supposed to be a roomy living room or anything.
Back to my idea, though, like, you get, you know, you plan this out, you shoot a rocket up at it, blow it out of the sky, half of the world can enjoy that for the rest of their life, seeing something explode in the fucking sky, and no one's going to get hurt by that debris, because it'll fall... But it'll be smaller debris because you've blown it up.
I think anytime you go to, you start talking about blowing something, you know, from a space program, if you're talking about blowing something from a space program up in the sky for people to watch, I think they're just going to start thinking about, like, Apollo.
No, but if you have it planned out, be like, all right, get your lawn chairs out, get some brewskis, bring the kids along, make some popcorn. You know, tonight at 9:30, we're blowing shit up in the sky. It'll be so memorable. Your kid will remember that for the rest of his life.
I guess. Although, your lemons make lemonade, right?
Although if it does fall from the sky and hit somebody near you, or hit, you know, let's say the town or area you're in, you'll remember that for the rest of your life.
And if you happen to grab a piece of whatever hit them, and it's still got blood on it, that's got to be worth way more money on eBay.
Yeah.
Volkswagen logo.
Yeah. Das Auto.
Can't Germans make anything that lasts?
Oh,
you're going to get Chris going on about Volkswagens now. Yeah. What happened to yours?
I drove the ever-living hell out of mine.
For how long?
Oh, man. I had the thing for... What would that have been? 2 years? You gotta understand. This was my second car ever. My first one,
the Granada.
Bless its soul. It got crushed. I sold it to an auto wrecker because.
How much did you get for it?
It's embarrassing. $50.
Yeah. You know what? I probably.
It was a 1979 Ford Granada, four door. It had the inline six. It was an awesome car.
It's too
awesome
bad. Car.
And we had so many good times in that. It was just.
Shitting ourselves coming from the city because the headlights weren't working.
Yeah, my 17th
Derek's 17th birthday. We go into the city on a Sunday. Winnipeg's got this. Are they still doing it? Cruise night?
During the summer, yeah.
Yeah, it's a different location.
Now. Okay, yeah. So it used to be Winnipeg Cruise Night, Sundays during the summer at the Pony Corral. All the classic cars and trucks and
nice
stuff.
Muscle would. Cars, Corvettes, yeah. This Granada.
They get together and like they cruise around Winnipeg, and the whole day they would kind of hang around the Pony Corral.
We missed that day.
Did we miss that? No,
it was raining. It was.
I know it was raining.
No, it was the last Sunday night cruise was the week before. There was not one car in that parking lot.
Okay, we were ignorant, but we were like, no, I'm pretty sure it got rained out. It was going to be the last day of cruise night. It got rained
out.
That's
right, because the headlights were cutting out and the windows were
frosted. Are you going to talk my story through here? Huh?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so we go in Winnipeg, and we got to hit the comic book shop. Derek's got an awesome comic book shop that he wanted to bring us to. And we go, have an awesome time, and then we're like, hey, let's head back to the Pony Corral.
First, we had some awesome pizza.
Oh, yeah.
You tried selling a guitar.
I tried selling you a guitar.
Or buying one. Yeah. I have an amazing memory, remember?
You do.
Okay, let's see. I think you wanted to sell your guitar. Because we went to some music place on Portage. And we found Doughboys. We had pizza there.
Oh, that's right. And then we went. I think a 1976 Ibanez Les Paul Custom. It was a nice guitar. I mean, it was it really wasn't worth anything. Had it been a couple of years earlier, it would have been before the Ibanez Gibson lawsuit, because Ibanez ripped off Gibson's Les Paul design right down to the design on the headstock of the guitar. Gibson obviously won the lawsuit. Ibanez had to change the headstock, and if I had a model from before they changed it, I would have made so much money off that guitar. But, no, it turns out it was worth pretty much nothing, so couldn't sell it. So then on our way home from Winnipeg, it's raining like crazy, just pouring, and I guess I got some moisture somewhere in a relay or something, and my headlights kept cut out for any given amount of time. And so to actually have a bit of light somewhat consistently, we put on my hazards, and so we got this orange glow flashing on and off. Hour drive, probably about an hour and a half because we're driving slower.
Yeah.
All the way home from Winnipeg. and it was awesome. It never did it again.
Because it died that winter. And winter's dry.
I know. But anyway, this car was awesome. So my Jetta, back to what we were talking about. My Jetta, it was a 1996 Jetta, little four-banger. It was, you know, I had this sluggish old car, and now I got this, you know, quote-unquote new car. And it was right when, you know, the Ricers and stuff were, sorry, I shouldn't say Ricers, import tuners were really big. And so here I thought I had the start of, you know, oh, this is going to be my import tuner. I know nothing about cars. Nothing. But this was going to be it. And I never did a thing to the engine. Nothing. And I drove it like it was a race car. I had that thing, at one point, my air intake sensor was messed up, and so my car was dumping a lot more fuel in than it should have. And at that point, I was cruising down the highway at one point. I think I hit 186 kilometers an hour. It was, for that little car, it was, I had a white-knuckled death grip on my steering wheel. It was a lot of fun. So I drove the piss out of that car. If you drive a Volkswagen, and probably most any vehicle, if you drive it nice the way it's supposed to be driven, it's going to last a really long time. So I used to be really big into Volkswagen. I really could care less at this point. It's whatever. What I would love to have is one of the new Challengers.
Yeah, that's pretty decent.
Gorgeous.
But if you're going to dream, dream big.
I want to dream tangible, something that I can actually maybe attain one day.
I'm with Jared. If you're going to dream, dream big.
Well, I'll do that
I want
too.
A tank. I want to go to an army.
You want the Knight XV.
You know, I'm sure Libya will have plenty of tanks for sale any moment now.
Yeah. No, I want something fuel efficient right now just because I don't make that much money yet.
Well, when it comes down to it, back to Jared's point, I don't think, by any stretch of the imagination, that the satellite coming down is going to have any sort of Volkswagen, you know, logoing on it.
How long is that? 20 years?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Imagine if it comes down, but before it starts breaking up, all of a sudden the boosters start firing up, it lands, then it transforms like a fucking transformer, and it's like Mecha Hitler.
And
yeah.
Derek's slow descent into insanity.
Hey, I think that'd be one of the greatest moments of my life, having to go battle Mecha Hitler or Hitler Zord. What else? Come on, there must be a better name.
Okay, you know what? How about this, guys?
Hitlertron.
When you're listening to the podcast and you come across this part, hit us up on either our Twitter. You can find us at Clever Antidote, or go onto our Facebook page or leave comments with your Facebook account on our blog at cleverantidote.blogspot.com. Let us know what Hitler came back as a Transformer, what would his name be? And where do you think he would hit first?
Russia. No.
Hold on. We got to let them decide.
Okay.
I wasn't done my thought.
Our listeners are way smarter than we are, so we should listen to what they have to say.
And then how didn't Sputnik fall down a couple years back?
I'm sure it's a long time ago, I'm sure.
But there was more than one Sputnik, right?
Two.
The Russian space station.
Oh, Mir.
Whatever. It's all the same.
Mir.
That turns into Stalin bot.
Oh.
Epic battle. It'd have to be in like some place with high skyscrapers, so it's like a Godzilla movie.
What would Churchill turn?
Winston Churchill?
Yeah. a drunk,
just like the
drunk Zord.
Oh no!
This would be the best cartoon ever.
No, it'd be terrible.
What? You wouldn't watch that?
Oh, I'd watch it. It'd be so one of those shows where it's so bad that it's so awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of shows and movies, I just want to correct myself from last episode. I went off on the new Avengers movie for having John Leguizamo as Bruce Banner. It's not John Leguizamo. It's Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, when I first saw the trailer, when I saw Mark Ruffalo there. I right away I thought of that movie with Reese Witherspoon, Just Like Heaven. That's what I thought of. So when all of a sudden we look up John Leguizamo and I can't find any, I can't find Just Like Heaven in his, you know, his biography.
Film.
Yeah, his film history, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I was a little confused, but I figured whatever. I'm not good with actors' names or anything like that. So I figured whatever, John Leguizamo. This week I can pronounce his name, so that's a plus. But yeah, it was Mark Ruffalo.
We were wrong, but at least Chris learned something.
Yes. It's always time to learn.
Another correction from last week. We said there was a peanut butter shortage. It's peanuts in general.
But I knew that.
I know, but we referred to it as peanut butter shortage.
Oh, okay.
But
No one cares about peanuts.
What?
No one cares about baseball, therefore no one cares about peanuts. It just makes sense.
Anyway. Back to my point.
Sorry.
I figured our listeners wouldn't be so dense to be like, oh, peanut butter's going up in price. It's peanuts in general, but...
Just want to say, after I told my girlfriend about the peanut butter shortage...
Yeah?
Yeah, I came home one day and there was a huge tub of peanut butter. Yeah, she can't live without peanut butter.
Do we have anything else for news?
News? Oh, cannabis.
Marijuana.
Mary Jane. There is a
illegal narcotics.
Yes. There's a huge fight in the States now. Well, they've been fighting it for a long time, but it's gotten a lot of media attention, and it's been a really big push lately to legalize, or at least, at the very least, decriminalize
marijuana.
Jared, what's their slogan?
Their slogan is, "Yes, we cannabis."
Awesome.
I'm not the kind of guy that smokes dope or weed, but my friends all have, like back in the day when we were youngsters. And, you know, I have no problem with it, but they're going to have to learn, find a way
dealing
to control
with chronic
it.
Stupidity, have to smoke pot.
Yeah. I took it to deal with my bad case of juvenile angst.
There we go. Anyway, back to you, Derek.
I don't think they'll ever be able to harness it like they have alcohol and tobacco, though.
Yeah. I easily think so. They're going to be so on top of that in the States with how much money that
they could make.
Legalizing marijuana in the States and taxing it will... Oh, shoot, what were the stats on that as far as dealing with their economic situation?
Okay, when you drink...
It's unbelievable.
$13 trillion in the hole to plus overnight.
Yeah.
When somebody drinks and drives, you can smell it on them. You can do a breathalyzer. You can do an alcohol test, like blood test.
Hopefully 420 ends up being Black Friday, and the government can get back into black, too.
What?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Be ironic.
420. Black Friday's in November, and 420's in April.
That's okay. We'll change it. Well, there'll be a... 2012, there's going to be a big cosmic, you know, collapse, yeah. Whatever, and our calendar will get switched up.
Our view of time will change.
Yes.
Ooh, we should start doing a countdown to 2012. Maybe next
year. It's December 23rd, I could be wrong on the exact
date,
of 2012, so that's over a year away.
Yeah. I can throw that up on our site. I actually think that's kind of a fun idea. Have a death clock for the entire world.
You know that asshole? That asshole that predicted the world was going to end like 6 months ago?
Oh, yeah.
Then his second prediction was...
Harold Camping.
Yeah. His second prediction was October... 19th, I think, or maybe it was the 21st. I don't remember.
Sorry to say that's not his second prediction.
Well, no, but he was like,
his restatement.
He was like, I was off by a few months. Is there? And yeah.
Well, he had made that claim before and had a huge following.
You know what?
And then I don't know how you can turn around and do it a second time. And then right away, days after you're proven wrong, do it again.
Because people
you know what?
Stupid.
He'll be the one laughing when Hitler bought and Stalin Zord hit Earth and destroy everything. Yeah. So, you know what? Why not, though? Legalize it.
Yeah. Legalize pot. Honestly,
if you can
look at what...
As long as you can keep somebody from not driving and smoking up, and I meet the person that's like, I drive much better when I'm high because I'm paranoid.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, really?
Yeah, no.
As you're eating something,
Got the munchies.
Yeah, playing with your iPod.
Yeah,
trying to find the best song to groove to. Like, try and find your Bob Marley on there.
Yeah. You have a joint in your mouth while you're chewing on some fucking Doritos, and you're about to take a sip from your slushy. Like, there's far too much going on for your stoned mind.
I know. Here's my thoughts with like, I'm not a pot smoker. I mean, I was in high school. These days, definitely not. The way I stand on it is what the law says you should be following. So right now, you know what? You shouldn't be smoking pot because it is illegal. But at the same time, look at prohibition with alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at the huge market it enabled and created because you took something that people were allowed to have and then made it illegal, and then it went underground.
Prohibition. That basically started the whole mafia thing.
It did. It was the sole thing in the U.S. that, and I think I can pretty comfortably say that, it fully enabled the organized crime to take root so deeply in the United States. And, I mean, I'm sure to some extent it affects Canada as well. When you take something that people were allowed to have, suddenly say you're not allowed to have it, but it's something that people want, you're creating a market for it to exist illegally. So why not, you know, take it and, you know, say, yeah, you are allowed to have this, but you know what? We're going to monitor it.
And tax
you. We're going to tax you on it so we can benefit from it. And rightfully so. You know, whatever. Anything else you sell, there's taxes on it. And it supports the economy. Instead of being, you know, some bummed out stoner that is just, you know, sucking the life out of society, you know, why, you know, if people are going to smoke pot and be a functioning part of society and contribute
most
to society.
Most people who smoke pot are contributing to society. It's not
like money for the pot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
My only...
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, don't... They're allowing the, you know, all that money that's involved in the sale of marijuana right now, the government could have a huge cut of that, and it wouldn't be such an overrun issue. I know it wouldn't be such a big deal if it was legal.
As long as they could control it, as I said, like, high and drive. All right. I think that's all we have for news today.
So, you know, we'll just throw in a quick little plug here. I want to remind everybody that we are now officially sponsored by our friends at B&D Music in Morden, Manitoba. You can find them at bdmusic.ca. They specialize in musical instruments, music lessons, and sound equipment. So if you want to hit them up, we'd appreciate it. They'd appreciate it. Also, hit us up on our Facebook. Hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on our blog and let us know how we're doing. If there's something that you guys want to hear about, things that you want to suggest for the show, or just comments, questions. We love questions. Let us know.
I'm actually looking forward to some hate mail.
Yeah, well, I was trying
I'd love to read some hate mail online.
You got to piss people off for that.
I'm sure I piss people off with my Humane Society rant. On, you know, just shoot the dogs. Yeah. So if I'm going to get some hate mail for it, go to our site, send it to our inbox, and or even better yet, put it on Facebook so other people can see it and get fired up. We'd love to get some public involvement, I think.
You like confrontation, don't you?
You know what? If there was no confrontation here, it'd be boring.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know what? Let's get some people pissed off.
We should start fighting one another. We should start fighting one another.
About,
so
you know what? December 20th of 2012, we'll do a battle royale.
Yeah, video podcast of us fighting.
Yes, and it'll be, you know, we'll all decide which way we want the world to die, and whoever wins, that's how the world will end.
If we're doing it in December, one of us dress up like Santa Claus, one of us dress up like Jesus, and one of us dress up like...
No. Okay, we need
Easter Bunny for the hell of it, and we'll fight to the death.
No, we need Jesus. We need
Muhammad. Jared, start growing your beard.
Okay, you want hate mail? We don't want hate bombs.
Oh right.
All right. It'd be Jesus, Santa, and Odin.
Oh,
Santa Claus is based off of Odin. Santa Claus was created in 1911, I believe it was, by Macy's. In New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Something that you've known all your life was created 100 years ago by a fucking company to make you buy more.
Yeah.
Isn't that just fucked up?
Oh, yeah.
But
I don't, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well, that...
Now we're going to get hate mail from women.
But now it's like Easter, you... Now the thing is, you get presents at Easter. And don't get me wrong, I love presents. I don't mind giving them. But it's like, are we going to find something to celebrate, like, you know, Remembrance Day, we buy each other guns, and Halloween, we buy each other, like, well, that's candy, but...
You've gotten a gun for Remembrance Day?
No, I'm just saying...
That would be cool.
It's getting kind of over... Hallmark's kind of controlling... you know exactly.
Hallmark commercialism.
Commercialism, exactly.
Yeah, that's why we should live off the grid.
Fuck off.
Damn hippie. Hunting and trapping.
All right. Now I'd like to...
Long pork.
I'd like to move on to Would You Rather.
Oh,
it's probably my favorite part of the show. Do you guys have any? Because I told you last week that I'm sick of coming up with
okay.
all of them.
Gaddafi or Osama bin Laden?
Who's Gaddafi?
The guy we were just talking about.
I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what he looks like.
Come on, you got... We haven't looked anything up online the entire show yet. Yeah. You know, I really think it's about time.
You know what? You guys go ahead with us with one before... Oh, wait, no.
You know what? People aren't going to know what Gaddafi looks like.
Yes, they are. He's been plastered on the news for months.
Oh, my God. He's ugly.
Yeah. Did you know Beyonce once did a personal concert for Gaddafi?
Really?
Yeah. She publicly apologized for it, actually, I think, because she didn't realize, you know...
Who he was?
Who he was and what he did.
Really?
That's yeah, just, didn't realize.
That's an awful one. Why would you... All right. I'm going to have to step in. Would you rather...
No. We're going with mine.
I am not
Gaddafi or Bin Laden?
Bin Laden, because his face is covered with a beard. I can just pretend.
You like the way it tickles.
What the fucking look? Gaddafi was ugly, man.
No, I was just thinking. I just happened to be looking at you, too. No, I would actually... I think I'd have to agree with I do Osama, because...
And you know what?
Gaddafi looks like, you know, freaking like Scarface, kind of. It's like he got beaten with a rubber club with nails and tacks shoved into it.
A lot of that is
and he's
like...
he's got that smug...
He has those scars from, like, when you have really bad acne, it looks like. Those kind of scars. But for all we know, it could be, like, shrapnel wounds from a fucking grenade, because he lives in the asshole of the world. Hi-o! How about yourself?
Oh, wow.
That's right. Come after me. If you're offended, try it.
Okay, so, Jared, you have to decide between a jihad extremist...
Yes.
Or a utopian extremist.
Dystopian?
Dystopian? No, well, he came in wanting to, you know, his idea was to have this utopia.
Jared,
obviously, anytime you try and do a utopia, it ends up being a dystopia.
A religious extremist versus your run-of-the-mill dictator.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Bin Laden.
Why?
You know why? Because he's on dialysis, he's weak. I can overpower him.
To have your way with him.
Bin Laden's dead.
Even easier.
No, I figured. Like, yeah, they're both dead. But I figure, like,
you know, then it's even easier to overpower.
That one just you know, for shits and giggles, that one went by pretty quick. Derek, what is your would you rather?
Okay.
And once again, we're gonna say, send us your would you rathers. We want other ideas.
You're gonna do one after me, so start thinking.
Oh shoot.
All right.
How am I supposed to think of an answer to yours and think of a question?
Multitask.
I can't do that.
All right. Lindsay Lohan or Britney Spears?
As they are now.
As they are right now.
Britney Spears.
As they are right now, Britney Spears.
Really? Why has she made a comeback?
I mean, if you were to pose that question as Britney Spears or Lindsay Lohan in their prime.
Or at their worst.
No, in their prime. I don't think positive. You know, take them in their prime. Like Lindsay Lohan, Mean Girls. Hands down. Lindsay Lohan. I mean...
Yeah, I'm talking about right now.
Right now would definitely be Britney Spears.
Yeah?
Britney Spears has come back. She's not... I mean, I'm sure somewhere...
She's not bald anymore,
recessed
Derek.
Deep inside her psyche is still this psychopathic, you know, rage show.
You know what they say about crazy girls.
Ready to break out in tears and shave her head. But as long as she's shaving elsewhere... I'm okay. So I would definitely go with Britney Spears.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like
a
crack
whore. I take it you don't agree.
You know what? I really didn't think this one through. I don't know who I'd pick. But that's why we got Google.
we're doing the Google side-by-side comparison.
Yeah.
Again. So I guess I gotta, while Derek's doing that, I should think up my who would you rather.
All right, I'd have to go with Lindsay Lohan. I really don't have a strong opinion either way. But Britney Spears just seems so stupid. And I like the blonde, and I like that she's, Britney Spears, back when I was younger, was like, oh my god, she saw it. Lindsay Lohan, never really thought that much about her. I've never seen Mean Girls, because I was born with a penis.
That's exactly why I watched Mean Girls.
It's a chick flick.
And they're smoking hot. How could you not? No, it was definitely worth the watch.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Lindsay Lohan looks evil. And
have you seen some of the pictures of Britney Spears? When she was, like, at her worst? Like, she looked... Anyway. Okay, yeah. my would you rather is not a sexual one.
Finally.
Mine is, like... Mine's a bit of a paradox, I think. Who would you rather spend the day with? Hugh Hefner or Kevin Smith?
Kevin Smith, hands down.
How come?
I've been listening to his podcast since he started. I kind of feel like it's weird to feel like you know someone, but they don't even know you exist. At the same time, I love his movies and whatnot. Hugh Hefner is just a wrinkled older man that I have no common ground on. Yeah, we both like hot chicks. He probably hooked me up, but I'd say Kevin Smith is one of my top person to meet at this point in my life. Although I'm a little scared to meet any celebrity that I actually follow, like I actually give a shit about, just because, you know, people can be dicks in real life. And he seems
like, what if they write you off? Like,
yeah,
who's this dickhead?
Yeah, it's like he isn't like, well, he seems very friendly, outgoing, a little weird,
mm-hmm.
but just he's awesome. I'd say he's my hero. So definitely Kevin Smith. How about yourself?
That was a silly question to ask Derek.
Well, you know, you never know. Spoken like a true nerd, though. I think I would probably actually have to say Kevin Smith as well. The reason being is my wife loves to watch these reality shows and stuff. And actually, you know, this one is... She's never watched this one. There's a show on E! And it's Girls Next Door. And it's about Hugh Hefner and his three chicks when, like, there's Kendra, what's-her-face, and Holly, what's-her-face, and whatever else. Anyway, you get to kind of, you see Hugh Hefner a bit and how he is.
Yeah.
And he's a bit of just kind of a, he's just an old man.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, other than, you know, the naked chicks walking around if you happen to be at a party. He's just this old man. Like, you hang out with Kevin Smith, and I'm sure you'd probably do some awesome stuff. You know, as far as, you know, the conversations you'd have with him, because there's some common ground, and he's got a lot to say. Like, he's a really smart guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he knows a lot of people. You'd do stuff. You'd have an awesome, awesome day. Hugh Hefner? Gotta go into the Playboy Mansion and see his office and maybe smoke a cigar and have a scotch with him or something. But you're not going to do anything. He's too tired to do anything. He probably takes 3-4 naps a day. I don't know. You'd have the initial, ooh, I'm in the Playboy Mansion, but chances are there aren't naked chicks walking around there all the time. Like everyone thinks there is.
You know what? You know where there is naked chicks all the time? A strip club.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I just want to see, you know, a bunch of naked chicks that I'll never see again, just go to the strip club.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, go into the Playboy Mansion. It's not really a huge thing, I don't think.
I'd definitely say Kevin Smith as well. And I can't really add on to anything you two have already covered.
Yeah.
It's all basically there. Like, awesome conversations.
Yeah, comics.
Nerd out.
Nerd, yeah.
That's about it, yeah.
And you tell me that Kevin Smith doesn't have a bunch of chicks, you know, at his beck and call.
He's married.
Probably not really.
But they, you know.
Here's the deciding factor. Kevin Smith could introduce you to
Jason
Shannon
Lee.
Elizabeth.
No, we definitely. We're too like-minded. But I have another one if you don't mind me throwing another one out.
Sounds good.
All right, would you rather? You get captured by a sadistic bastard. Gives you the option. He's going to remove one of your legs or one of your arms. But you're not your dominant arm. He said one. He just wants to remove one because he wants to cause you pain. He wants to change your life forever, and he's going to eat it. He's going to make you watch just something real messed up. But you have the choice.
Okay.
Or it could be just for some reason you're going to lose one of your limbs. Which one would it be?
I'm going to go at this from a cook's perspective. I would have him cut off and eat my leg. Reason being is if that bugger's going to take my leg and eat it, he's going to eat the toughest piece of meat that I have to give him. So your legs are always working. They're really tough. It's going to be some of the toughest muscle tissue you have in your body. And if you don't know how to cook it properly, cook it low and slow to, you know, break down those connective tissues and have something, you know, you can actually chew and enjoy, which, you know, he's a sadistic bugger. He probably hasn't, you know, done a whole lot of home cooking himself. He's just going to slap in the pan or, you know, on a grill. You can't treat, you know, your leg like a steak. It's not going to be as enjoyable. For that reason, I'd give him my leg.
Well, the other half of your argument, you say he won't take the time to prepare it properly. If he's going to take the time to kidnap somebody, cut off one of their limbs because he wants to eat it, I think he'll do a good job. And that brings me to my point.
You might do a good job with butchering it. You know, like make really nice cuts, and he's an expert with a knife. But, you know, you throw a pan on the stove, and I don't think he's going to...
You can't really...
Hannibal Lecter was an excellent cook. let me finish. But that brings me to my decision. I'd say leg as well, because I find my arms more useful than my legs. And also, there would be enough there for me to try. And I've always wondered, if you're like me, you've always wondered, what does human taste like?
Here's one thing I thought about with that is, you know, it might have crossed my mind, what does human taste like? Just as a random thought. But what I was really wondering is, if someone fed you, like there's been cases of this where someone has fed human to other people and they didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like a stew or something. If someone gave you a steak and it turned out to be human, when you were eating it, considering that it is like part of your body, do you think when you ate it, something would click that your body would recognize this is like human flesh? Like, this is what you're made
of? Probably not.
I don't, like, I'm just wondering if there would be some sort of biological connection where your body would kind of know what it tastes like or what it would taste like.
I
don't know.
But that actually brings me to something pretty... there's no biological thing like that. But apparently, if, let's say, all you became a cannibal and all you would eat is human, right? There is a chemical that you can't produce then or something. It does cause madness over a long period of time. Yeah.
I think you're already mad to a degree if you're eating another human, especially a strict diet of...
Yeah.
Only protein you eat will be other human. You know, I don't think there'll be a thing in your mind that clicks, because like, that's like us eating a, you know, an ape.
Here's where that thought came from.
It could be the next super strain of AIDS.
You know, here's where that thought came from for me, though. When, I don't even remember how old I was, when I was really little, I was, you know, sometimes you pick something up when you're little and you just, you stick it in your mouth. Like, you eat random things without knowing what they are.
Yeah.
Well,
Derek still does that.
You know, of course, you always, you know, pick your nose, whatever. But I didn't eat it. All of a sudden, I put something in my mouth, and right away, like instantly, knee-jerk reaction, I knew it was a booger. But I'm like, how does that work? Like, I actually thought about that a surprising amount, you know, afterward. Like, how did I know that was a booger?
Because
I don't eat my own snot. Like, I don't...
It doesn't matter. Your nose and your mouth is connected. You'll get mucus in your mouth. You just know what it is, the texture.
And smell, like, if snot is in your nose and you happen to, you know, you can smell it. You know,
was it at least your booger or was it someone else's?
No, it wasn't mine.
Oh, yeah. Chris put someone else's booger.
I was like, so disgusting. That's embarrassing. You know, you ate someone else's booger, but I didn't know. I was little. You stick everything in your mouth.
Yeah.
My little brother used to eat ladybugs.
Oh.
He ate one right off the window.
Hey, you
once.
Can't say anything, Derek. You ate a minnow.
I've eaten a goldfish. Yeah. I've eaten a goldfish, and it was
delicious.
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible. Goldfish are one of the dirtiest fish.
You ate it?
Yeah.
Did you chew it?
It was in a Fear Factor competition.
Oh, wow. And why didn't you just swallow it?
Because I was putting on a show. My adrenaline was going. I was like, yeah, this is awesome.
So you chewed it?
I had just barely moved to our town. I was going into grade 10, and I was actually known as the new guy. People referred to me as the new guy. And I figured, I was up on stage at a big community Halloween thing, and they had a Fear Factor deal, and one of the things was to go bobbing for goldfish. So first you had to catch the goldfish with your mouth, in a fish tank.
How big of a tank?
It was...
large?
No, probably just your standard size, like your level home.
Could you have drinking all the water?
No.
Okay.
No, it's too big for that, but yeah, no, so I got the goldfish.
Derek's just thinking goldfish soup.
And then, you're up on stage, tons of people watching, you're all excited, and I figured, I'm going to put on a show with it. So I held it up above my head, and I tipped my head back, opened my mouth real wide, and I dropped it in, and then I did two really big chomp, 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 and then swallowed, and it was disgusting. But it actually wasn't as gross as what I ate next. The next thing, it's nasty. We were given two darts, and we were supposed to throw it at this board, and on the board, there were a couple different things on there, showing what was going to get added to your base puree that you had to drink, which was a Happy Meal from McDonald's, burger, fries, iced tea, blend it up, and then you had two additives, maybe that, depending on where your dart landed.
Oh, I'm totally getting McDonald's after this.
One, the first one I hit was ginger root. So raw ginger. If you haven't ever had raw ginger, and I'm not talking, going to get sushi and you have, that really sweet, tangy pickle ginger that you get. I'm talking raw ginger, which is fiery and pungent. And so I got that in there as well. And then I also got clams and snails. Yeah, that was phenomenally gross. The snails didn't get blended up. They stayed whole, so you could see them going into your mouth as you poured this cup back.
Were they alive?
No, they were dead.
Oh.
You had 3 minutes to see how much you could finish. And it was ended up being a super-sized cup filled to the top. And I totally won. I had probably 4 to 6 ounces of it left. It was nasty, and I think I went up against your sister.
Derek. I was just going to say, she hated you ever since then.
That was Jolene. Yeah, I went up against Derek's sister in this, and I only found this out a year ago that this was her. And, I didn't realize...
That was her? So mad that she
was great. And then I was talking about it the one day, and her sister, or Derek's sister, happened to be working for me, actually.
Yeah.
And we were telling stories, and I happened to start to tell this story, and she's like... Yeah, I was in that too. I was like, what, you were? And she's like, yeah, I was the one who you were going up against. I was like, no way, that's awesome. Yeah, she hated me.
What did you win?
This was back in the days of the really awesome
A Happy
Discman.
Meal.
No, it was a Discman.
Ooh.
And there's a crazy story about this. So I know this has been a long story already, but I have to get into this one. It was a MP3... CD Discman, CD player.
Yeah.
And
top of the line.
It wasn't quite top of the line, but it was a really good one.
Played MP3s, holy crap.
It was a really good one. I said before that I just barely
moved. The morning, yeah.
Big deal. And, of course, when you move to a new place in high school, the first people that you make friends with are probably the people that aren't the greatest influence. So I was, this Discman that I acquired through competition, I had previously stolen and returned out of guilt.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard this.
I five-finger discounted this MP3 player from a store in town, and I was so racked with guilt after a while that I returned it, and I go in there, I'm like, is the manager in? He's like, no. And I said, "Can I have something for him?" And I had it in a bag. Mm-hmm. And the lady actually said, "Actually, I know what this is." I was like, "Oh shit!" I've caught criminal record. My parents are going to find out.
Well, you went to rape Turner.
Yeah, but she, you know, she just said, you know, I just want to say that, you know, it shows a lot of character to, you know, to actually come back and hand us back in person. Like, it's really a big deal. So I was like, this is not what I was expecting out of this. So, and she let me go.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that was crazy. Like, she actually let me go. Like, awesome. So grateful. But then here I go into this Halloween Fear Factor competition. And what they unveil what the prize is after we volunteered. It's this the exact Discman that I had stolen and returned.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, wow, this is like fate. I have to win. So I was even more motivated to get it.
Wow.
And then the sick thing is, like, 2 months later, yeah, probably about 2 or 3 months, I was in school. I had my Discman open on top of my some textbooks I was holding. And I was going to switch the CD that I had in there.
Uh-huh.
And it dropped while it was open, and it split in two.
I actually repaired...
So, it was just like, after all this, this history with this stupid device, and it broke in front of my eyes. It's like, you want to talk karma, that's you're going to learn your lesson.
Yeah.
So, I actually, don't steal. You'll end up getting the stuff back, and it'll break. So, don't steal. I guess coming up next month is Movember. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with Movember, which at this point I think most people are aware, Movember started in a bar in Australia, I believe. Some guys, they wanted to start something to do good. So they started Movember, Mo, slang term for mustache, you can grow your Mo, and you fundraise for prostate cancer research. Now, prostate cancer is the biggest...
leading cause of cancer in men?
Yeah. Prostate cancer afflicts more men than breast cancer afflicts women.
And it's one of the more deadly cancers, too. It's pretty untreatable.
Yeah, it's so prostate cancer research is a really big thing. I've been pretty excited for about probably a month and a half, 2 months, about Movember coming up. I don't have all this stuff on the top of my brain to be able to spit out in words. So for anyone who's interested in either learning more about what Movember is and what they do, they have a website, movember.com or .ca. Just go there and check it out. You can register as a participant. And the awesome thing about this is it's not just guys that are encouraged to participate. They also want women to get involved, and they refer to them as Mo Sistas. So you can be a Mo Sista, and you can encourage the men in your life to grow their Mo.
Well, some women can grow their own.
Yeah, some women can. And, you know, we encourage them to get involved as well. You can sign up on your own, or you can also start a team. And then at the end of the month, they have, in certain cities, they have gala parties. And there's prizes for the mustaches, things like that, and it's just usually a big party. I haven't gone to one myself, because this year will be the first time that I'm officially participating. Also, I want to throw it out there... there's a lot of people that think, and I hear this all the time, that there is a November 1st shaving rule. You go on their site, and it says right on there, there is no rule that on November 1st you have to shave clean and start from scratch. That is a myth. What I ideally like to do is grow my mustache or grow my beard for an entire month ahead of time. So then on November 1st, I can shave everything but the stash and leave that.
I think they should design a symbol. You know how breast cancer has that pink cross?
Mm-hmm.
Pink bow.
Yeah.
This should be like a penis in the shape of a bow.
They do actually have they have a cancer support ribbon.
Yeah.
Is a blue and white striped tie.
That's not
like necktie. That is
not the color of the prostate. It should be brown.
Yeah. No, it's a blue and white striped necktie done right. Into. You know, the typical ribbon you see.
Cool beans.
So, definitely something I'm wanting to
do.
My wife's grandpa is currently battling prostate cancer. So it is, you know, it's a personal attachment for me there.
We should do some fundraising.
I think it'd be good.
The three of us.
Start a Clever Antidote team.
How would you raise the money exactly?
There's different ways you can do it. Well, yeah, there's different ways you can do it.
Door to door
if you wanted to. We can just talk about it with the podcast. We can put it on the blog. Movember is a really, really thought this out, and they don't have, you don't have to worry about people not trusting giving you their money, because they don't have to give you cash. They don't have to write you checks. They can, you direct them to your, they call it a Mo space, so it's your personal page on the site, and they can make donations through PayPal.
Cool.
So it goes straight into your account. You never touch the money. They trust that they know where the money's going, and it's so it's a really nice system like that, because I know, I don't know how many times I've heard about, you know, people, kids going door to door, fundraising for money for UNICEF. A cause that doesn't actually exist, and they're just pocketing the money, and so people don't really trust giving out money with door to door fundraising efforts. Like it's really, you always second guess it.
Yeah.
So
speaking of giving out money, and never mind, I'm not going to get on that subject. No, you remember after the concerts we've been to, the bums down Portage outside the MTS Center?
Oh, man. We had one guy. He was hilarious, but it got to the point where it was really annoying, where he followed us for, what, three or four city blocks?
Yeah, right to the bar.
To the point where we dug out all the petty little change that we did have.
I didn't.
Just to give him something so he would go away.
I had like 10 bucks and quarters and loonies and toonies. I gave him a toonie, but anything after that, it's like, you know what? No. Him and his wife followed us.
Yeah.
Or girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad, but...
No, I, you know, I
seem to remember one time a girl giving a sob story about wanting to get home on a bus.
I was just going to talk about that. I've done that twice, and you know, I really should learn. I can be a real dick, I know that. But at the same time, I have a really hard time seeing people in need and not being able to help. It really bothers me. And so, you know, I'm from a small town. I'm not accustomed to, you know, having panhandlers and people like coming up and asking you for money and giving me the sob stories, and they're really well rehearsed at it.
Yeah.
You know, and
my daughter's in the hospital, and I left my wallet at home, and I live all the way in this town that's like 100 miles away, and I need to get a bus ticket so I can go home and get my wallet so I can come back, and just lies.
Yeah, and you know what, and it should be really easy to see through it, and you realize it right after that you've been scammed, but you know, it's hard being a compassionate person with people in need, and then realizing that you've just been taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, I remember the second time I noticed some clues right after. I was like, wait a second. Do you look at his, looked at his shoes? They're like totally tattered and duct taped and just like, he was a hobo. He was a bum.
Not necessarily. Like, look at my shoes. Like,
but then also where he approached us.
Yeah.
I mean, he fed me this story. You know, he needs to, you know, his car broke down just on a road, just little ways over, and he needs to get back to his hometown or whatever it was. What are you doing a couple blocks over this way? You should, if you gotta, you know, get south of town, wouldn't you start walking that direction until you found someone that could maybe drive you home or at least drive you a little bit closer to where you're going? Not walking over to, you know, to the Olive Garden a few blocks west, and all of a sudden now it's like, this is where I'm gonna find help? No. Obviously, I should have seen that this person is just looking for money, and we make assumptions about, you know, what they're probably going to do with the money, but you know, we don't know their circumstances, and that's what that's why I've been had twice like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least you're good natured. They took advantage of your good nature.
Yeah.
And yes, you may have been tricked, but there's no shame in being, you know, good Nate, you know.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been hardened by living in a city and walking past these people all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, oh, they're just, you know, we see them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I can easily walk by and ignore them.
So
yeah, I have a hard time doing that.
Next week at Comic-Con, it's downtown. We'll wait outside until a homeless person asks for money, and then you and I will laugh at him.
I can't do that.
And then we'll push him over.
I can't do that.
I'll bring a roll of pennies just to throw on the ground.
Oh,
I will harden you.
You know what? Actually, I have a story of a guy. My old roommate, his brother was, he lived in BC, and he was telling me these stories about how him and his buddies used to go to one of the red light districts in Vancouver, and they would throw change at hookers.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of these people there, and bums. They, with one homeless guy, they were tossing pennies, and each one they threw was a little closer to the road. And the guy almost got hit by a bus. And it's like, oh, come on, really? Like, that's just, it's cruel. I laughed when he told the story because it was awkward, but it just made me feel sick.
The initial thought of it, but the important thing is no one got hurt. But having he was having fun at somebody else's expense. I understand, but where you're coming from.
So to recap what we talked about earlier, send your hate mail.
Send your hate mail.
Send your hate mail to Derek. Derek's the cold, heartless
player. It's all a show.
Yeah, no, the cruelty at other people's expense like that is... I mean, if you got someone who everyone knows that, you know, they got something coming to them, and you see them get their ass kicked or something bad happens to them, you smile, you laugh on the inside. But, you know, and it's people who are actually just in a bad situation.
Realistically, am I the type of guy to throw change?
No.
No, I would never...
You talk a lot, but...
I'd never pelt a homeless man. Unless he tried starting something, like the night that that guy followed us for like 4 blocks, then I may have started throwing pennies at him. But that's like, it was not just, can I have some change? He followed us, would tell us jokes, and then ask for more change. He'd be like, I know you guys got more. And it got to the point where his following us became a little creepy.
Like, are we suddenly going to get into a darker street, and then when we say no, we don't have any more change?
Oh, comes a knife.
Yeah, like, you don't know.
Or a toothbrush that's been filed down into a shiv.
Ooh.
Prison style. Yeah, so, no, I'm not a hater. I would never throw pennies at a homeless person.
Throw pennies at a hooker. They want the money. Yeah, real life.
Well, I'm a gentleman. I'd never treat a woman that way.
Never throw your unwanted change at a lady. No.
I put those in the console of my truck, and then once I have a dollar or some, I buy a coffee. That's what you do with change.
Yeah, that's true.
So trust no one. No homeless people coming up to you. Never give them money. Buy them a sandwich.
I've wanted to do that, actually.
No. Mm-mm. I'm too hungry.
Takes him into a sandwich shop, buys a sandwich, it's really good.
Eats it in front of him.
Actually,
he hands it to him, and he's like, ooh, takes a bite, oh, this is so good. Goes to take another bite, and he's like, you can have a bite the rest of the time. But we'll cut this end that you bit off. It's gross for dirty. Here you go.
No, he cuts it off.
I don't want to catch.
Throws that in the garbage.
I don't want to catch the homeless virus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, throws the bitten end in the garbage.
Our one buddy who used to live in the city, he said that he bought this guy, homeless man, a sandwich once. And this other time I was walking with him, I think we're going to a concert, and this woman comes up to me and she's asking for money. And at this point I've already seen Chris get tricked like twice. So I'm like, no. I have money for the parking meter. I have money for alcohol. I've factored all this. All my money for the night, for the cab ride home, for my dinner, for all the booze I'm going to drink, I have that much cash in my wallet. And the tips for the waitresses.
Tip your waitresses.
I do not have an extra $5 for you, nor do you look like the sort that's going to spend this money on what you say is going to be. So David goes into his pocket, pulls out about $3, maybe $4 in change, and then he gives it to her. She's like, oh, thank you. And then he, in such a shitty, awkward way, he waves his finger and goes, don't you spend that on fire water. Who the fuck says fire water? I'm sure if he was alone and it wasn't light outside, she would have knocked him the fuck out.
I take it she was...
Don't you...
No. She was Caucasian, little heavier set about your height, so that's about 5'6", 5'5", and...
Did you just say about my height?
How tall are you?
Taller than that.
All right. She was shorter than me, because I have a godlike stature. But she was heavier set, long hair, no makeup, and acne on her face. I'd say she was about 35 to 45.
Don't you spend that on fire water?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So moving onward, sponsor plug. Hit it.
All right. Just want to remind you guys, in case you've forgotten, that... our show is made possible in this level of quality by our good friends at B&D Music in Morden, Manitoba. bndmusic.ca. They specialize in musical instruments, musical lessons, and sound equipment. So go ahead, go to the website, check them out, and buy something, support them.
And I think that's all for the show.
Definitely. Okay, so actually, to tag on to that for the end, head over to one of our social media outlets, be it our blog, our Twitter, our Facebook. A, follow us on Twitter. B, hypothetical question of the day. We need some suggestions. Personal questions, opinion questions, we love questions.
Mail.
Lots of hate mail, so we can talk about that and laugh at your opinion. And also, who'd you rather, would you rather, what was one? Oh, and if Hitler came back as a Transformer, what would his name be? So hook up with us on some sort of social media outlet.
We have everything but MySpace.
Yeah, because MySpace sucks. And that's it for the show.
Have a good one.
You know what? I think that was just God bungee jumping.
Doesn't really have to be believable. Fuck it.
Are you talking about that Honda robot that they built? Because that thing's kind of cute.
You're making that up, aren't you?
You know, I'm not in it for the money. I just want a little bit of romance.
Oh, God. Fuck you.
Right when he, you know, arrives, he just yells, like, oh, you're fired!
But I really don't have anything to say about it. I don't...